You're listening to The Cultural Hall with your hosts, Richie T. Stedman and Ashley Garvey Smith. It's a show about Mormon stuff.
Nephi! Ella! Samuel! Do you stand to live righteously?
All right, time for another episode of The Cultural Hall. It is me, Richie T, and your anxious white virgin is going to help me out on this intro.
How's it going, guys?
Hello, Brittany.
Hello.
It was really loud. Really loud.
Turn me down.
I'm turning you down. I'm turning you down. There we go. Sorry, we should have tested that before.
Whoopsies.
Not very professional on my behalf. This email is from Mason White.
Ooh.
Hopefully it's all right that I say Mason White's name. It doesn't look like he said not say his name. So there you go, Mason White.
The very end. Oh, by the way,
yeah.
Don't say my name.
He says, hey all. Hello, Mason.
Hello.
I want to start out by saying thank you so much for doing this podcast. I really enjoy listening. In fact, I am a lifer. For people who don't know, being a lifer means that you've gone back and listened to all the podcasts or you've been with us from the very beginning. And being a convert means you came in, and when you address us here in the Cultural Hall, we like to know where you came in at. So, say you came in at,
Episode 12.
Episode 12. You could say, episode 12 was my first one. I'm a convert since episode 12.
Yeah. But if you started all the way from the beginning, it's called Born in the Cultural Hall.
Yeah.
And I was born in the Cultural Hall.
Yeah. I love these. Yeah. These are great.
Yeah. And born in the Cultural Hall has its own sweet acronym. So think about what Born in the Cultural Hall stands for as I continue to read this email.
Right.
Mason
right.
says, Wink. I'm hoping my thoughts make sense, so here goes.
Oh, dear.
Yesterday on the Facebook page, there was a post asking people's thoughts on the church relating to pressure to have children. You guys remember this just a little while ago.
Oh, if I'd seen that.
Did somebody pose that as a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could do a whole hour long segment just with my thoughts on that subject. Anyway, proceed.
Well, you could.
Yeah. You could.
Yeah. No, it's true.
This is something that I've thought a lot about lately as I have reached the point in my life, says Mason, where I am returned from a mission, happily married for 4 years, and watching those my same age begin to step out into the next chapter of life, having children. The observation I have noticed is that most of those people are having kids for the wrong reasons, like, oh, that's what you do after you get married, mm-hmm. or, well, the church says it's a commandment,
mm-hmm.
or they have a kid, so I guess I better have one also. It's important to point out that the gospel and its teachings are totally different from the culture that has been created around the church. Amen. Sadly, people, I added the amen, by the way.
I will second the amen.
Can I get a second amen then?
Amen.
Rob, third it?
Amen.
In the mouth of two or three witnesses. Thank you for being the different amen guy.
The guy.
And you know there's that guy in
exactly.
Mormon too.
Yeah.
Amen. Yep, pal, everyone here in Utah says amen.
And he says it louder than everyone else too.
Amen.
So
amen.
Thanks, dude.
And I will say, woman, one of these days.
He says, sadly, people are unable to realize that there's a difference between the church, the doctrine, and the culture.
Always. The doctrine, the church, the people. The doctrine, the church, the people.
And then the refreshments.
Yeah.
And then the refreshments.
And then the closing
prayer. Bless the sugar out of this crap.
It is important to point out that the gospel, sadly, people are unable to realize that and think that the culture is the gospel. The decision to have children solely rests with the couple and the Lord. No one else should be involved.
Yeah.
No understanding of their individual situation that the Lord would want people to be financially stable, mentally stable, and spiritually well-grounded before bringing another life into this world.
No.
I personally would not want to bring a child into this world while struggling through school and without a career, says Mason.
Or severe bipolar. I'm just saying.
Just throwing it out there. I think it makes a lot more sense to wait until the worldly things are taken care of themselves so that you can focus more attention on raising a child
Ding.
Rather than constantly worrying about providing.
Me.
Thus, taking time and attention away from the world. There would be a lot less people depending on the church and its welfare programs if the church would teach not only to have kids, but to have kids responsibly. Sadly, I've never heard these two ideas talked about together in the same lesson or talk.
Mm. I think it's taboo. People would be like, well.
Well, and it's the whole like mentality of like the slippery slope where they say, oh, if the church were to come out and say it's okay if you don't have kids, then no one would have kids. I'm like, I don't believe that's true. I believe that people who want to have children would continue
turn
to
down,
yeah, turn me down. People who want to have kids would continue to have kids. And I think what it would do is take the pressure off of those who do not feel like children are right for them and make them feel like they aren't going to hell. I'm sorry. Can you tell them a little bit?
I'm going to weigh in on this as soon as I finish. All right,
keep going.
The gospel teaches us to learn how to follow the Spirit and to pray often, to gain our own testimony about correct principles. Church leaders and teachers are there to remind us of those correct principles, and it is our responsibility to gain our own testimony and understanding. Much more is gained spiritually by gaining your own testimony, thinking for yourself, as opposed to hearing and doing without thinking. To sum it up, kids are good. I think the church is doing a huge disservice to incoming children and their parents by only saying, have children, and not have children responsibly. Thanks again. See you on the back row, Mason White.
I like that.
I do too. Thank you for that.
I wonder if an apostle would ever go down that road.
To have kids responsibly?
Yeah. I think that should be addressed. I also, this is my thing.
Gospel according to Rob.
Gospel, well, it's not my gospel, but it's
Gab.
Whatever.
Gar.
Gar. Gar.
Gospel nice according to Brittany would be Gab.
Yep.
Okay.
And boy, isn't that the truth.
Yeah.
Well, I worry about families that have so many kids that some of those kids are left between the cracks and the parents don't have enough time to kind of, you know, pay attention to those kids, you know? You have brothers and sisters raising their brothers and sisters.
Okay.
So I worry about that.
Is that bad, though?
I'd say yes.
It's not for my family, that's for sure.
I'd say yes. I think this world is hard enough. I think that there are enough trials that go along with life that children deserve to have the best possible environment. And I think that there are plenty of people out there, like this email was saying, that have children for the absolute wrong reasons. And I think that there are lots of LDS girls out there who get married simply so that they can have children, and then they end up with very dissatisfied husbands because the husband wakes up one day and realizes that he was nothing more than the means to the end of this woman having babies, which is why, like, I've dated guys before who have said to me, like, blatantly, like, I love you, I think you're great, you're wonderful, you're everything that I want, but the fact that I am, you know, fairly honest about the fact that I don't want a million kids, and I'm still trying to decide if I want any children, completely, they're like, I couldn't make the decision
for you, pal.
No, it's true. And but for me, it's always...
We can get a little laughter so I don't sound like a big jerk right there. Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
No, but it's true. But for me, this is what... For me, it seems like a logical sequence of events. First and foremost, you find someone who you want to spend the rest of your life with.
First comes love.
Yes.
Oh, really? Crap.
And then you marry that person.
Then comes marriage.
And because you love the crap out of that person, that's why you have children.
Then comes the baby in the baby carriage.
But not, you don't marry someone because they can provide children. You have children with them because you've married that person. Does that make sense? But
what about sitting in the tree and K-S-S-I-N-G-ing?
What about M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I?
And then just one more thing. Because in all seriousness and all earnestness, I have struggled with this because I think the reason why I have a lot of sympathy for people who say are struggling with homosexuality is because I've been made to feel like I am a sinner.
You are.
I'm a bad person because I have openly said I don't know if I want children. People have made me feel like there is something inherently broken inside of me. Like,
so you're saying you don't want to have children?
I don't know. What I'm saying is I've never been one of those girls that when a baby comes into the room, I go, give me the baby.
Yeah.
That maternal instinct seems to is dormant at this point.
Sure.
It may kick in. I don't know. I'm not saying one way or the other. But what I'm saying is if it never does that mean I failed? Does that mean that I am less worthy of the celestial kingdom or whatever?
Let me throw this at you. If you never have kids, you never have the experience of what it's like to have kids.
Right. But is that necessary? Because there are some people who can't have children, and there are some people who are so mentally ill that they should not have children.
Octomom.
She's got a ton of them.
Because are you really telling me that God would prefer a child be brought into an abusive home than to have not never been born at all? Or sent somewhere else? Because everyone's going to get a chance, right? Right?
Brittany, you didn't keep your promise.
I know. I was just thinking sorry is worse. Jimmy, keep your promise.
Coming up in the second and third block, a man that has no worry of having children. He's our virgin. Skippy Jessup.
Oh, be excited for that one, folks. Don't go
away.
Coming
back in the second and third block here of the Cultural Hall.
I'm excited.
Running a small business today can be difficult enough. Imagine all the work you have to do to market it. Imagine the hours you put in to create promotional materials for it. Now, imagine a partner that can help you with all of that and more. Imagine Lennon Design. Lennon Design is your partner in business when you need a professional look at a price you can afford. Whether it's websites, advertising media, promotional materials, and more, Lennon Design can help you promote your business. When you need creative, affordable designs, let it be Lennon Design. Call 801-699-3022 or visit LennonDesign.com.
That's right. We're back in the second block of the Cultural Hall, and joining here with us is, it's Brother Jessup. Now, you think Brother Jessup and you think of a polygamous family, so that's not who this is. It's Skippy.
I thought you were going to go the route of the former Mormon Tabernacle Choir director, which I am related to. Had a fun little celebrity story. The very final
What's his name?
Episode. Craig Jessup?
For those who don't know.
Yeah, for those who don't know.
Craig Jessup.
Yeah. For those who don't know, I love it. I'm a lifer, and so I get all of your little isms like that.
Well, good.
I'm just a fan of you guys as people, but my dad was an extra on tons of episodes of Touched by an Angel, and so we actually got to take Patrick Duffy, the mom from Happy Days, and two other actors with us to a taping of the
Tabernacle Choir
word.
Music in the spoken word.
Yeah, music in the spoken word. And so that was a fun little thing because my dad's cousin at the time was Craig, or he still is cousin right now.
Yeah, but I was going to say,
But at the time when he was choir director, we got to do that. So that was kind of fun. And then he introduced us, and then he slaughtered the name of Richie Cunningham's mom.
I think that it's fascinating because that story right there encapsulates what I know about you, Skippy.
Yes.
Two seconds in and I'm dropping name.
If people don't know who Skippy is, for those who don't know, who is Skippy?
So here is how.
There is no Wikipedia page on
all
me.
Right.
And I checked it just because you love bringing up guests and saying, I went to your Wikipedia page
Why haven't you created one?
I'm going to let someone else do that.
Yeah, because it's a little cliche if you make your own Wikipedia page.
No one would know. No one would know if he created it.
You'd know.
It's like when people write their own bio and be like, the greatest singer ever known from, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
And it's like them typing it all out.
Unfortunately, Garby has done that several times. She's like, I am the greatest in demand across the country is, right?
Instead of having your PR person do it for you, you write it yourself.
Okay, who has PR people? Let's be honest.
I'm like a poor...
Well, okay, because you are on a TV show that we're going to be talking about, but I am not. So, and I can't afford a PR person, so I have to write my own bio.
No, but
have your husband do it.
That would even be better than you doing it yourself.
I'm a writer.
Right, but still, I agree with Skippy. I think that there's something flattering about
someone
else going, you know what, Skippy Jessup is important enough.
Hey, you
to
pay me
that
enough.
He should have
I'll
his
start
Wikipedia,
your Wikipedia page.
Page.
I have $0, so
we'll just put you on Mormon Wiki.
Hugs.
Mormon Wiki.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he on there already?
I don't know.
Are you on FamousMormons.net?
No.
Because Richie is.
No, I genuinely think that there's a chance that one day I could be, but I'm not cocky enough to think that right now.
You hear that, Ron? My buddy Ron is the guy who does that site. So.
Oh.
So perhaps now that this TV show comes out, let's just talk. Let's get right into the TV show. Skippy, I would explain you as this.
Okay.
To people who didn't know. Skippy Jessup, they go, maybe polygamist? Could be.
Maybe.
Cousin of the former choir director.
I love telling people, though, that I come from a long line. Whenever they're like, are you related to so-and-so, Jessup? I say, well, I come from a long line of polygamy, so my answer is yes. I just don't know how.
Yeah.
Like at my grandpa's funeral, there were polygamous relatives, which was awesome for me. I like went.
Oh, sure.
Okay, I wasn't happy about the funeral, but I was really happy that like there was polygamous at my grandpa's funeral. It was like awesome to me.
You're like brother, brother, cousin, 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 cousin.
Hearing cousin? The stories, oh,
ponytail?
I soaked it up. I soaked it up. Yeah. Okay.
I would define you as a Mormon star hugger.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mormon star hugger. I like that.
Right?
I use
the word celebrity enthusiast.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I get that people use the word stalker, which is not something that I'm a fan of because that's got negative connotation. But yeah, no, my hobby for years, I got into radio when I was 14 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And there was something about being around famous people even then. Like my first encounter was I got an assignment to interview Fisher and Todd on Kissin' 97.
Ooh. Salt Lake. Yeah. Yeah.
So now they've split up and now it's Todd and Aaron on B98.7. Now it's Fisher and is it Laura?
Fisher and Laura. Mm-hmm.
Fisher and Laura. And but at the time I got to do I interviewed them for my class assignment, Mrs. Rice's class. And then
Mrs. Rice, what did she teach?
She taught history it was social studies or something like that, right?
Mrs. Rice, social studies, for those who don't know.
Shut up, Rob.
For those who don't know. Exactly. No, and so it was
it's very important.
So it was a taste of fame, though. I got to like go up to their studios
and interview
them, and then I was like, holy cow, I love radio. And then
where are you from originally?
I'm from Orem, right?
Okay.
Like, I went to Orem Elementary, okay. Orem Junior High, Orem High School.
You're a Tiger?
But I went to Orem High. Go Tigers, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was nice.
All right.
And I was supposed to go to Mountain View, but I went to Orem High to do radio because they had a radio program. Right.
Tiger Radio.
As a 14-year-old, I volunteered at K-Star Radio for a little bit.
Okay.
And then I went to Orem High to do radio so that I could do that 3 years, and I did. And then I got an internship on Cable 93 with the outlaw Pat Garrett. And I went on a mission, came home, and after a year of, like, I lived in my mission boundaries for a while there. And I actually
Where'd you go on your mission?
I went to Michigan, the Michigan-Lansing mission, the MLM. And when I went to my mission, there was this town called Alma, Michigan, right?
Okay.
And I was like, Alma, as I pointed to the Book of Mormon. See?
Right.
You know, it's
See,
the heart,
we're,
right?
We're, yeah. we're part of the town. You should join.
Alma in Spanish is soul.
Yeah. No, exactly. And so that's why, since it's in the heart of the mission or the heart of Michigan, right? It's dead center. So they had this little town called WMLM, right? Which was crazy. I'm like, oh, that's my mission. Anyways, so a year after I get home, or I'd been home about 6 months, was missing my mission. And a member said, if you got a job, would you stay here? You know, so I went out for a visit to visit the mission.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, if it was a job in radio. And so he talked to a buddy of his at this little AM country radio station. I worked there for like 3 months, but then I started missing it. I came back, and then I got a job in radio, and we started up 1320's sister station, 1320 KFAN. It's a sports station. They had a little sister station which started doing the Bees games, and I pushed one button an hour. This was back in the day when you still did that before everything was fully automated.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got paid $6.50 an hour to push one button an hour, and I got into radio. And then I did that for about 2 years. But
working with Steve Klauke?
We had Klauke there. Yep. And
Klauke.
Yeah.
You know, the Klauke man.
Yeah, the Klauke.
The voice Klauke-meister. The voice of the Bees. But back then they were like the Stingers. And there was like.
And then the Buzz. I actually worked for them in the 90s too.
Yeah. It was so
much. You guys are so cute together.
I was the DJ for the Buzz.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about
you. I was the stadium DJ.
Was Life of the Party the DJ?
No. This was the beginning of my DJ.
This was before DJ Rob.
Yeah, this was.
This was when it was just DJ named Rob.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This was in the 90s. I was in high school.
He had come up with his DJ Rob.
But I was, so I was the stadium. I have like a similar thing where it was aspiring for more.
Yeah,
but
of course.
Never, yeah. And so just to finish off the story, there was I got to do radio there, but I'm getting to be around a lot of celebrities at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to, we were setting up for the A-Teens, if you don't remember who
they were. Yes, the A-Teens, ABBA-Teens. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They did all ABBA covers, early 2000s.
Upside down, round and round the ceiling. Anyways, yeah.
You're not
going to
join
awesome,
in, Rob?
So as we're doing
this. I could play one of their songs.
No, thank you.
Okay.
As we're doing this, though, there was, they were opening for Britney Spears. And so I knew some people that knew the person.
Yeah.
And I got in and I got to ask Britney Spears out on a date when I was 22 and she was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hello, Britney Spears. My name's Scott Jessup. I'm a 22-year-old returned Mormon missionary from Orem, Utah, and I would like to know, will you go out with me? and it was in front of like 40 people, and they start laughing. She's like, "Oh, that's so
sweet."
Was
this on the microphone?
Always busy. We're in a 40-person meet and greet.
Oh,
before
okay.
the show, right?
Okay.
But I'm like just going crazy because I'm 22, and I've now asked out the most popular girl on the planet.
And she's like, "I'm dating Justin Timberlake."
And this is, yeah.
I'm about to get married and then divorce.
It was amazing having this experience, and then 2 years later, I got into. I was fortunate enough. Do you guys remember Ben Affleck and Matt Damon did a show called Project Greenlight?
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, so I had done a little tiny reality show called FM Nation, right?
Okay.
Which is where they went town to town asking, what do you do on a Saturday night in your hometown?
Yes.
And I had just given a girl in my singles ward a dozen sharpened pencils that said, the pencils are number two, but you're number one. Give me a call.
Oh.
And the people
Richie
the
used
show,
to do that back in college.
Yeah. Except I used to give a sack of poop and I said, I just went number two. I'd like you to be number one.
Okay.
It didn't work.
No?
Shocked.
I swear.
Shocked
I'm good.
It was the best I could think of with number two that quick. I'm sorry.
So this whole long thing is to say that like I was on this little reality show, and then they got me to be a gopher boy on this show called Project Greenlight 2, where I got
where
to,
was it?
It was in Park City. It was
cool.
During Sundance,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I had never known Sundance before, right? But one of the people that had worked on the little reality show I was on was like, hey, we're doing this thing with Matt Damon and stuff. Do you want to come up and be a gopher boy? Do you have some friends? So me and some friends went up, and we got to do everything from like driving around some of these celebrities. So like I've literally driven in a car where I sang with Ben and J-Lo when they were dating, right? Like
really?
I swear that's true, right? We sang REO Speedwagons, Keep On Loving You.
You were in the car with J-Lo and Ben?
Yeah,
he was driving.
I got to drive them around. It was
oh,
one
you
of
were
my
driving
duties
them.
As
oh, okay.
a gopher boy. But there are like Sundance is here, and there's all these celebrities, and I had never known that there was a world of celebrities behind me. So I'm like, from then on, screw this. I'm coming up to Sundance and I'm going to meet celebrities. And so
what was your first year at Sundance?
It was, that would have been 2004. No, it would have been 2004 or 2003.
Okay.
And you got your start there being a gopher boy driving for the show.
2003 would have been the gopher boy thing. 2004 would have been the year that I'm like actually starting to take some photos. By like 2008, I'm like handing out T-shirts to celebrities and things like that. 2010, a guy came and followed me around with a camera and made a little documentary called Sundance Skippy about how I meet celebrities. And so, you know, by this point, I've been out of radio and I've been working at a pizza place, and my life has gone the direction of my mom wanted me to. She had said to me for a couple of years, I think
get married.
Go
Why
to
won't
college.
You just get married?
Well,
make your mother proud.
Can I have a grandbaby?
I want a daughter.
Oh, goodness sakes,
he has a Jewish mom.
Yes. Because they're always disappointed.
Yeah. Skippy's a very Jewish name.
Yeah.
But I'd been working in pizza for a couple of years, and my mom was like, I think you ought to go to college. I think you ought to go to college. And I was like, no. And she's
you
like,
never went to college.
I hadn't up until the age I was 27. Then my mom was like, I think you ought to pray about whether or not you should go to college, right? And so I prayed
because
about it.
Because you're skipping
it was like
a part.
Saying no to mom.
Yeah.
And I got the exact same feeling when I prayed at the age of, I was about 27,
oh,
right?
Okay.
And so I had,
when I was 14 years old.
And it was in a grove of trees. No, but this point, though, I was, you know, I had been doing Sundance, but I was working at a pizza place up in downtown Salt Lake. And my mom was like, I think you ought to pray about whether or not you should go to college. And so I prayed, and I got the exact same feeling that I should go to college that I got when I prayed about whether or not I should go on a mission.
Okay.
Right. And so it's like saying no to mom is one thing, but saying no to mom and God, better pay attention.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
So I'm like, the only way I can do it is if I move into your guys' basement, move back down to Orem and do that. So I do that. And I
where
go,
were you
I
living before college,
I was living in my dad's basement up in Salt Lake.
Oh, okay.
But you know,
listen, I can't, this rent at dad's house is so expensive. I got to move back down to Orem and do it down there.
Well, but that, so things fell into line, and I know for a fact that it was Heavenly Father that led me to college at the age of 27, almost 28, and it freaked me out.
BYU or UVU?
UVU.
Okay, UVU.
Go Wolverines.
Or as we like to call it, almost BYU.
That's right. Yeah.
I do the Goldilocks and the Three Bears thing, you know, because it's like BYU is too conservative, but University of Utah is too, you know,
liberal.
Close to Satan, right? And UVU is just right. So that
and
was
Cedar City is just awesome.
Yeah,
SUU.
It's outer darkness.
Yeah,
that's where Rob and I went to school down at Southern Utah University.
Yeah.
So okay.
Anyway, gets me into college, and so now I've got this history of meeting celebrities, and that catches
you got
you
a
up
degree.
On, Yeah, I just graduated.
Just right. This past
it
semester?
Took me, yeah. I was,
and what is your
degree?
I was
degree on the Tommy in communication with an emphasis in broadcast journalism. And my professor said, if you learn anything, learn not to say communications. Communication is your degree. You have a degree in communication.
Well,
I didn't know that.
I think yours is in communications, Rob.
That's my problem. That's why I haven't gotten a job yet.
Exactly right.
Is that what you got your degree in too?
Yes, broadcast communications.
Because I think there's a lot of unemployed Cations. People with communication degree.
Yeah, it's a great degree to know.
Rob's not unemployed.
I'm self-employed.
He's self-employed.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you are how old?
I'm now 34 years old.
Okay, so you're 34 years
Yikes,
old.
Yeah.
You're living in your mom's basement still,
mm-hmm.
But you just graduated college.
Yeah, he's a catch.
So it took you 7 years to graduate.
Hey,
6 years?
A lot of people take 7 years to graduate.
Yeah, they're called doctors.
I was Tommy Boy. I was totally.
Okay, so here's my question for you. What is your ultimate? So you like to go and you like to meet celebrities, sure. Like that's.
You know,
but that's not what you. What's your ultimate goal?
I want to get paid to meet celebrities.
So, like, I mean, are you talking like a Perez Hilton type thing, like a blogger type?
I would love to be able to do something in radio, right? Sure. Like, radio is my first love. If I got back to it.
So you'd like to be Richie T, is what you're saying.
Stop it.
Okay, no lie forever. Well, I was two years at Citadel Communications trying to be exactly like what you were being, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was like a gopher boy on a bunch of stations. I got nicknames, like when Chunga had his show, I was Dickie West, which was Mr. West's illegitimate son. And so like if people are fans of Utah radio and have been around it a long time,
mm-hmm.
I've been in various forms in different stations. Like I got to do some stunt stuff with Frankie and DB back in the day, right?
Cool.
On the 97.1 ZHT show, right? Mm-hmm. And I got to...
the Z Morning Zoo!
Yeah. No, and so there's a bunch of stations that I've been around. There's a lot of people that I think I have a name that's like for good and bad in the radio market.
There's to be both evil and good spoken of the name Skippy Joseph.
In the smallest sense, that's my only connection to Joseph Smith. Is that, yes, I really do feel like sometimes there's a lot of people that love me and there's a lot of people that hate me. And so if I was to ask you point blank, what do you think my reputation is in Utah?
Boy,
it's mixed.
Yeah. I would think that it's mixed.
Yeah.
I think like you say, loved and hated.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who go, that's funny, and there's a lot of people who go, that is too much for me.
Yeah. Well, it's a polarizing, yeah. I mean, that's a polarizing goal. It's a polarizing personality. So
yeah.
I think people will love you or hate you. So you want to get paid to meet famous people.
I mean, like if you were to ask me my dream job, like if we could all have our ultimate dream job and you could say one thing, right?
Yes.
Let's go around the table. What is your one thing dream job? Mine is to host The Tonight Show.
Okay. So you want to be a comedian? To be a rock star?
To be a rock star.
Yes.
Okay.
To be at home with my family and my kids.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
Up.
I can't remember the names of the people that I can't remember the number of people I baptized, but there was the Smith family and there was the Joneses.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were all wonderful.
It's not me that converts people. It's the spirit.
So when you approach go ahead, Richie.
Yeah. I want to own the world.
Oh, sure.
No,
yeah.
But like your dream job is to
own the world.
Okay.
No, it depends. I mean,
I just want to be a game show host. That's mine.
It frustrates my wife because when she says, you know what, you should just do one thing really well. What is it that you want to do? And I don't know that I know exactly yet. I'd love to do my own morning show.
Yeah.
I'd love to do this on the radio. And I know we're on, you know, some stations there in southern Utah, but I would
If you could get paid if you could get paid millions of dollars to just do this, that would be the most amazing thing in the world.
But you know,
right?
Truthfully,
the Howard Stern of Mormon talk radio.
But
right?
You know, truthfully, if I could pick a job that I would do for the rest of my life, honestly, and I'm not kidding, what I would do is I would maintain a park.
Parks and Rec?
Are you kidding?
I would take care of a baseball diamond and mow the lawns and fix the sprinklers.
That's the craziest thing I've
and
ever
that would
heard
be,
come out of your
and
mouth.
Are you listening to that, Brother Miller? He wants to be the
no,
bees.
No, not the bees. Like neighborhood park guy.
Okay.
Like, that's Richie. He runs the park and he keeps it clean.
Awesome.
Wow. Okay.
Because then it's like 8 hours, I'm done. It doesn't matter if I take time off, the grass grows. But people are like, yeah, we know that park is going to be clean.
Nice.
You've got that. I aspire for the Tonight Show. Tomato, potato.
Yeah.
Okay, so here, no. Tomato, potato.
No, let's turn the tables back here.
Well, so when you approach a girl or a girl's father,
yeah,
and you say, and he says, what do you do for a living? Or a chick says, what do you do for a living? You're like, I meet famous people for a living.
Yeah.
What's the reaction
that
you get?
And I don't, and for the record, I don't do it for a living. Like,
I was
going to
say, because I don't think you make any money doing it, do you?
Like, Cable 93, I've done call-ins for a number of years. This last year, they didn't give me what I felt was fair compensation. Who knows if I'll be doing it again.
Compensation, basically trade.
Well, yeah, no, seriously. Yeah, I've gotten some sweet country radio station. I mean, like, I went on some really fun dates. They give you food coupons and everything like that.
Yeah.
One year they actually did pay me cash because we had a sponsor for something I did, and I got to interview the really fun band Lady Antebellum,
cool.
And they got a sponsor for that. So I actually made a little bit of money that year. But
yes.
It was, but that's so rare. And so I don't do that, but I tell people that it's my hobby. But I've got a very high profile hobby, mm-hmm. is how I consider it. And I will say that I've got a genuine name in it. I've got a niche. I've got my thing. Whatever it is, I just haven't found a way to make money of it. But there's a chance that some people, like, the whole reason why I would think that I would even be a good guest for this podcast or that you would approach me is because I'm Mormon. I am very bold about the fact that I'm Mormon, and to the point where we'll be talking in a little bit about virginity and stuff. I'm mm-hmm. very open about that and where my stance is and on it and everything. And then I'm around celebrities. And so I get to say to some celebrities, have you ever met any Mormons before? Am I your favorite Mormon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Josh Duhamel, who you may have seen from the show Las Vegas, or he was in Transformers movies,
thanks, girl.
Right? I ask him, am I your favorite Mormon? And then he's like, who else is a Mormon? And I
Catherine Heigl.
And he's like, I actually said Donnie and Marie, and I said an active member of the church. But
Right.
So I list
one
or two active ones. And
yeah.
And then he's like, sure, you're my favorite. And I have this video on my I Am Skippy YouTube channel. You know,
cool.
So, I mean, little things like that. I want people to know, hey, I'm not the best Mormon out there. I mean, like, crap, if we went into it, it's like, heavens
no, I
knows
know.
I'm
Boy,
not
I
the
know.
Best. But, son of a gun, I want... you know, I mean, I'm a weirdo. I don't represent all Mormons or whatever. Well, some would argue that Mormons are weird, but you know what I mean.
Peculiar, like, we
yes,
prefer.
Yes.
Yeah, peculiar
yeah.
people.
But yeah, no, I think that that's why I make a good guest for the show is because sure. It's like, okay, I have a high-profile hobby. It's not because I work at a pizza place, that's for sure. But I also do that. And can I say hi? By the way, I've got to stop and say hi to a girl named Robin. I can't remember her last name. She's in my ward. And she makes garments. And she listens to you guys, like, all the time. Right? She works at a place that makes garments.
Cool.
Okay. And she was the one that told me about the podcast. The very first thing I ever heard about this, even slightly before I talked with you on Facebook about it and saying, what do you think? Was she's like, oh, do you listen to the Cultural Hall? You've got to. And so I said, if I'm ever a guest, I'll say hi to you on the podcast. So, Robin, thank you for helping to make me a lifer on
Hi,
the
Robin.
Cult.
And thanks
Hi, Robin.
For making garments.
All right. So coming back in the second or in the third block, we're going to talk, and I want you to answer the question, what happens when you meet the dad or the girl poses the question about meeting celebrities? You're fine.
You're fine.
Coming back in the third block, we'll get the answer to that question and talk about virginity. Here it's the Cultural Hall.
Sidewinder Media was named as one of Utah's top photographers by In This Week magazine and is a winner of several awards for fine art, portrait, and event photography. Sidewinder Media has been professionally photographing everything from wildlife to headshots for over 10 years. Sidewinder Media has the experience and the knowledge to capture your special occasion or portrait the way you want it. They also film and edit music or product videos and do simple ads for Facebook or websites. Email them at sidewindermedia@gmail.com or call Rusty at 801-941-5500. 576 to book your shoot today.
All right, back in the third block now. Skippy Jessup, it's not a polygamist, it's a star hugger. He's Mormon celebrity stalker.
I am Skippy.com.
Star hugger in flight.
Boo!
Afternoon delight.
I'll go with you.
Yeah,
you know what that song's about, don't
yeah,
you?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Arrested Development, the greatest scene where they like go,
where they figure
wow,
out what
this
that song
is not a song for. It's a lot happier sounding than it is. Yeah,
wasn't it? Is it that show or is it another show where they're like, yeah, it's about a dessert? Was that Glee or was that?
Yeah,
Arrested
I think
Development.
It was.
I just
I
know
where they're like
Anchorman and Arrested Development, and that's enough for me. I love the yeah. Just
all right, Skippy, get to it.
Okay,
answer my question.
I'm a chick and I'm going to date you, and you go, oh, but my profession is I really want to meet celebrities.
Okay, and you
and
mentioned
get paid
the thing
for
about the dad.
The dad.
So how do you spin it?
And so the blunt answer is not too many girls introduce me to their parents. Go fit me, this guy. But
so what do you say on the first date with a girl?
You're
sitting down with her, and you're like, hey, I'm Skippy.
If I get to the point where a girl is on a date with me, she already knows what she's getting into.
Okay.
You know
what
I mean? Like,
okay.
My personality, I'm a very overwhelming personality with her person.
No idea.
So, like, if a girl, yeah. Yeah, yeah, no. You?
And then they know that you'll maybe take a video of it or post pictures of your date on Facebook.
There's a very solid chance. I've had some fun experiences where I've taken a video camera on date. And,
yes.
And I'll say to a girl, I'll get their permission first. I don't just post it without that. But yeah, no, I've had a couple of fun dates. But I also, it goes back to when I was on the show FM Nation where they followed us around with video. So if you want to look up the most awkward 5 minutes of my life that will then become the most awkward 5 minutes of your life, go to YouTube and search Skippy in Love. And there's this video of me with that girl that from the reality show where MTV put it on, and it's really awkward. But no, girls don't really introduce me to their parents because, like, if I'm doing a numbers thing, I've been on a few hundred or probably like 400 to 500, maybe 600 first dates, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my number of second dates is like, I'm not a closer. If this was a missionary thing, I have zero contact. Yeah.
That was my mission, though.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's Rob. So wait, how many really? Six. Let's say you do 600 first dates. How many second dates have you been?
I've maybe done 60, 70 second dates.
Okay. We're progressing in
date. I've had three girlfriends,
okay.
And two of the three have cheated on me, and none of them have lasted longer than a month and a half. You know?
Yeah.
I realize I'm just not good with girls, and I'm very...
Did you have a sister growing up?
No, I've got one older brother.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Who's got hair down to his butt and tattoos up and down his arm.
That's why I'm still. I didn't have a sister.
Yep, yeah. That's what it is.
That's
everybody
what it
has
is.
To have sisters. That's why you guys aren't married.
Yep.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
That's the reason.
I need to get my son a sister.
We're gonna get into it.
Go to it.
Skippy doesn't realize that I've been following him for years.
Oh, okay.
I met you maybe back in 2004, 2005. I was DJing a young single adults dance in Orlando, Florida.
That would have been 2006, and
okay,
I know 2006. That because I did that was when I did an internship for the Daily Buzz with my friend Mitch English, who builds and makes my I Am Skippy website. But I got to do an internship down there in Florida for the
What's
TV
Mitch
station.
Doing these days?
He actually just barely left the Daily Buzz within the last couple weeks. And he's now going to be doing he's going to be the tech guy going around top 20 markets, saying like, hey, this and this and this are coming out, and I'm Mitch English, your gadget guru guy, kind of thing.
And his wife's a convert to the show,
yeah,
to the podcast.
Great,
is she now?
Yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
She got in touch with
Mikhail.
Me.
Yeah,
cool.
Awesome.
She's the best.
She is the best. I asked her, and she said, yeah, I'm the best.
She is so amazing. Sure. No, Mitch has the kind of life that I would aspire to because he's got this super cute, tiny wife, right? Just this spitfire redhead that's going to always be gorgeous, and he's got these great kids, and, you know, he's had this job. He's been successful, and so, yeah. If you don't know who Mitch English is, look him up. He actually also was in a couple Mormon movies. He was in The RM, and he was also in Singles Ward for a little bit, too. So
I met you back in 2006.
Sorry.
I saw you at a singles dance.
Yep.
And then I've been following you ever since.
Which sounds a little stalkerish.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Because I'm more fascinated with you,
if
anything.
In a Twitter age, you can follow a person without it being creepy-ish kind of thing.
But not, like, physically, because I found that out.
Yeah, no, I've never seen him over the corner of my shoulder.
Sorry about that, Garby.
I know.
Keep going.
It's still
because I follow you. I follow your YouTube page, and I see your awesome or awful dates. Sometimes.
Ridiculous videos.
Yes.
Yep.
And then another thing that you have not mentioned.
Yeah.
There was a short-lived dating show here in Salt Lake City. Terrible short-lived dating show. You were featured on this dating show. You went on a date with a girl. Do you remember this?
He doesn't even remember it.
The friendship.
No,
the Share concert.
That was FM Nation.
That was FM Nation?
That was the show.
I thought it was a dating show for
Skippy in Love. No,
I thought it was a dating
MTV.
Really?
That was the MTV show.
Okay, you guys gotta have to, you
just
have to
terrible.
See
I just told people look it up, Skippy in Love on YouTube.
Okay, so this is the date that I saw,
yes.
And that was another introduction to me. I was like, I've seen this guy, I've met this guy.
Yeah,
and so I've kind of been fascinated and following you around. So my question is, are you getting people to take pictures for you when you go up to Sundance?
No, I do it myself, and it's one of the things that I like about
it.
I really enjoy the fact that
I think
that
you get more legitimacy if somebody like actually took your pictures, wouldn't you think?
You had a photographer
but
with
I
you.
I think that it's also kind of fun that I'm a I'm self-made at my hobby, right?
Right,
for good
right,
or for
right.
bad, maybe it's what's keeping me back,
yeah.
right? But at the same time, I mean, this last year, I had a write-up called the in the Wall Street Journal or the Wall Street Journal online section
yeah.
called the unofficial mascot of Sundance, right? Which
okay.
I'm probably going to put on a T-shirt, and
sure.
that's one of the things I do is
that's
like
cool.
put what you would also know me as wacky T-shirt guy. Kind
mm-hmm.
of thing, which in the previews for the upcoming show that'll be on Virgin Diaries, which I can say the show, I can't say tons about it. Like the very last podcast that you guys had mm-hmm. with the country star and
Charlie.
Listen to that even just this very day. And he was saying that there's lots of things you can't say about it before the show comes out. And then you're like, hey, blah, 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 blah. But one of the things that you can see like in the previews is like I show these wacky shirts that I have with words on. I mean, crap, I mean, I'm wearing a shirt that says Sundance Skippy right now.
Mm-hmm.
With a little
it,
smiley
know?
Face
yeah.
right this second.
Cute.
Anyways. So, yeah. So,
okay, so I want to ask you this. You're single.
Mm-hmm.
Believer in the gospel.
Yes.
You mentioned strong, not the best in the world, but that you believe it. You go.
With all my heart, yeah.
You in go fact, you go every week?
Yeah. I go most weeks.
Most weeks? Okay. Here's a question.
When he's
I
not
mean,
working
like,
at
like,
Five Buck Pizza.
I missed yesterday, and if I'm being honest, it was I watched the Euro Cup finals.
I watched that too. I was just late to church.
Okay, you were late.
Go Spain! Woo! That's where I went on my mission.
Children, nice. Back. Right. Don't nice. Derail this. I have questions
okay.
for you.
Sorry.
All right, so believer in the gospel, want to be married.
Yeah.
So do you feel pressure?
Templar bust.
What's that?
Templar
bust. Okay.
Yep.
Do you feel like there's something that you need to do different? Do you feel like you have to have a goal? Or because I remember my dating,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't been married for very long, but I remember going out with people, and when I would say things like, oh, you know what? I don't necessarily have a goal, or
mm-hmm.
things like that, that it was a huge thing where people would be like, stop this train because I'm hopping off. Do you feel like you just haven't met that one person that is going to take the Skippy train to the Celestial Kingdom?
Well, I think that to get to that point where you're even having it, right? I mean,
uh-huh.
like, it's one thing to teach a first discussion, and this goes back to back when they actually had six discussions as a missionary, right?
Uh-huh.
That you would teach people in a discussion.
Back in our day.
Back
a
in
discussion,
our day.
If you don't know, is... Anyways. But so there's the six discussions, but before you get to the point, there's a reason why they prep you before they have you start making the big commitments, right?
Sure.
Because it's like, you've got to have a foundation of this and this and this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a girl has to have a foundation of appreciating me and liking me before she gets to that point. And
mm-hmm.
if you haven't gone on four dates with me, you're not thinking marriage with Skippy. You know what I mean? Like, you could probably think within the first couple of dates whether or not you like a guy that much, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if a girl's going to seriously consider marriage with me, right? I mean, like, yeah, I realistically do not have a job that could afford a marriage life. And not that having a good job is grounds for getting married, as
sure.
we all know. But there's some things where, like, yeah, I'm kind of messed up. I mean, like, I'm kind of a weirdo, right? And I get that.
Right.
I'm an odd person. I'm not for everyone. And I totally get that. I may hit on everyone, but I'm not for everyone. And
sure.
so I'm not as offended by the let's just be friends talk as I used to be. By
sure.
the way, this last week, I got two Let's Just Be Friends.
Yeah,
songs.
There it is. High
yeah.
five.
Two?
Yeah. Two.
Yeah, Rob's
so, no
like, man, I wish.
No,
wow, that's good.
No, I.
At least you had two options on the table, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey.
Yeah. It means I did go on two dates within the last month. But you know what I mean? Like, it's
mm-hmm.
It's a very real thing where I see my fruit is a little bit corrupt. You know, maybe we pluck the vine and start over kind
mm-hmm.
of thing, to use the Jacob analogy, right?
Sure.
The fruit is kind of bad. How are we going to graft in something normal about me, right? So maybe having a job might help, you know, and confidence and things. I mean, there's a lot of things that are messed up with me.
I know what you're doing, though. I follow you on Facebook, too.
Okay.
I know that you're out there. You're jogging.
Yeah.
You said you've lost 12 pounds in the last month. Is that right?
It's now like 14 or 15. Yeah.
Wow.
Like Sunday morning, I went on a 10-mile jog with
That's
my
awesome.
Chicago roommate. And
nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was, and so yeah, 15 pounds. And the goal is, I'm calling this my sexy Skippy summer.
Sure,
and
right.
So the goal is to lose 30 pounds in 3 months.
There you go.
And so I'm really on target. But yeah,
that's
keep
awesome.
Going.
So what are some other things that you're doing? I'm fascinated by this because for me, being a single person and then coming into marriage, there were things that changed within my life, but it wasn't things that I went and now I'm going to lose 30 pounds and now I'm going to have a forward looking kind of thing. What
I
is it as now 34?
Well, I think of it in terms of a numbers game, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I ask 1,000 girls to marry me and only one says yes, I'm an odd polygamist. I don't need 999 yeses. I need just the one, right?
Sure.
So if I ask every girl I can possibly think of out on a date and that I want, not just the one, because there's some girls that want to go out with me that, quite frankly, I don't want to go out with, right? And it's like, oh, you shouldn't be so picky and choosy. It's like, I get that. And I've heard you guys have the conversation about this. I mean, like, I know that there's always a woe is me mentality of, I'm not married. Why aren't people going out with me? Okay, no, I'm an odd person. But of the ones that I can get to go on dates with me, I realize that there's going to be lots of no's before my yes, right? Mm-hmm. And I realize that there's a lot of girls that may be perfect for me, but I may only be perfect for one or two girls. So if I'm not asking those girls out on a date, then I'm not going to eventually find the one that is like, you know what? Sure, why not, right? And I don't care if she's like, as long as she's at the altar on my wedding day, I don't care if she's like, sure, why not or not. You know, that's forever, you know? And I don't care. I mean, I hope that her reasoning is like pure and motivated and everything like that. And maybe this being on a reality TV show like The Virgin Diaries is going to get girls that are like, oh, I want to go out with you and I'm fine if I get a groupie to marry me. You know, but I know that a girl's never going to get to the point where she marries me without realizing, oh, wait, you're kind of odd. I accept that. You know, but I think the same is true about you, though. I mean, there's
Rob
is a good looking guy that I would think you would have no problem getting girls.
As
but
a girl,
there's
got to
be something
concur.
Odd right. about sure. you.
Knowing you, I would absolutely disagree. But
right,
that's
right,
fine.
There you go. Richie knows all my baggage. He knows what's in my deep, dark closet.
The Richie baggage episode is going to be my favorite episode of the Culture Hall.
Yeah, we'll see.
And I love the show so much. Can I love you guys
in a minute?
To
love us in a minute. Okay. Love us in a minute. We want to.
What
get
about me?
Yeah. Just kidding. I love you, Rob.
No, my deal is I'm just my biggest fear is divorce. And so
I'm not afraid about that.
I always worry about like marrying the right person and not like.
You don't marry a right person. Would you agree, Garby? You just make it work?
You just make it work.
Okay. Don't you find also that a lot of people say to you, because so many people that aren't Mormon think that it's just about having sex, right?
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. Once I can find a girl that says yes to marrying me, it's going to be a short engagement because I would like to have sex very bad, so I'm not going to do one of these 1 or 2 year things because I don't think that I can keep myself off of a girl for a 2 year engagement.
Who's into you,
I think it's going to be a 3 month engagement, and it's going to be every night walking her to the door going, we can't have sex, we can't have sex, let's get
married. I can't wait till we have our reception at our culture hall.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have sex.
Yeah. No, but it's one of those things where we're in where people don't understand. They're like, "Oh, why don't you just get a hooker and get the sex out of the way?" Because that's what they think it's about. And
sure.
It's not for us. We have this eternal perspective.
Right.
And it's one of the things that I love about the gospel is that I'm not looking at losing my virginity so that I can have the event of having sex. I'm looking at losing my virginity after marriage, right? Because first comes love, then comes marriage,
then comes
the baby,
the baby,
right?
The baby
but to make that baby happens that after the marriage point two in my mind, not that I haven't gotten, you know, close in awkward ways with girls before, you know, because like I'm not ugly. I know that I can get some girls, right?
Right.
But, you know, you have to repent of the things that you do. And this isn't a Let's Talk to Our Bishop show, but son of a gun, if it was, I think we all have moments where it's like, oh my goodness sakes, yikes, I've done some things that I'm not proud of, but as long as I haven't gone that far, you know, I mean, and I want to be, sometimes it's a foot, sometimes it's a mile, but I want to be away from the cliff enough so that I don't fall off, you know?
Have you gone far enough to kiss a girl?
Oh, no.
Okay, just making sure.
Of course.
I held a hand.
You can see me kissing a girl in the previews for TLC's Virgin Diaries coming out on July.
When was the first time you kissed a girl?
Not till I was 18. Okay. And it was a girl that kissed me because I worked for my high school radio station. She called into my high school radio station, and then I got a date, and then I got a make out.
Celebrity.
For my mission.
There you go. I want to go back. So you said three girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them cheated on you.
Yep.
What about the third?
The third one, we literally quit talking to each other. I didn't know how into me she was, and I didn't know how into her I was.
Mm-hmm.
And so she went on vacation, and then she came home, and we went to the very first Batman movie.
Christian Bale.
Yeah,
Batman
the very first
begins.
Christian Bale Batman. We went to that, and then I went on vacation with my family. And when I came back, I'm like, okay, I'll see how long until she calls me, right? This will be a gauge of, like, when I get back, and I told her I'll be gone about a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I did leave it, in all fairness to her, I left it vague and said I'll be gone about a week. But I just waited to hear from her when I got back, and she never called when I got back. And so
have you seen her since?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope, the end.
There was no closure or anything?
There was no closure. I laugh and I think it's funny, but, you know, and maybe that's the one that was supposed to be with.
That would drive me crazy.
And you were never sitting around going, hey, maybe I'll call her now since nothing's working out.
No.
Have you stalked her on Facebook?
No.
Yes. Liar.
Ask me if I can even remember her name.
Let's find her name. Oh, wow.
What? Really?
No, I genuinely cannot remember the girl's name.
It's Robin.
Yeah, it's Robin. Thanks for making garments.
She's Robin's awesome, but no, and she Robin is a good version of someone who is too churchy for me, right?
Oh,
like,
really?
I'm a PG-15 person, right?
Okay.
I'm not an R-rated person. I don't live my life in an R-rated lifestyle, but I'm also not PG-13. I'm a PG-15 kind of person.
Are you
the
one that
myself.
Can go and see the films if they're artsy? If the R-rated film is appropriately artsy.
I saw the movie Ted over the weekend. I loved it, and I thought it was funny, and that's a very R-rated show, but I loved it. And
I just love that exclusion that people always make, where it's like, Saving Private Ryan, I wouldn't have an appreciation for World War II.
Schindler's List is exactly. It's the only acceptable R-rated movie to see, and my dad, who never sees R-rated movies, says it's okay. No, and if I'm being honest, I think that there will be a time when I get to in my life where I'll get back to no R-rated movies for me, and I've gone on the ebbs and flows of that. You know, I mean, sometimes I'm so spiritual where I don't want to, and right now I'm kind of, and maybe it shows in my countenance, but that I'm a person that I enjoy some off-color color stuff, but at the same time, I have a testimony, so I don't ever want to fall so far away from it.
Don't let people judge you because you watch R-rated movies.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right,
Thanks,
Sinner.
Rob.
And I often see Skippy. We often go to Wise Guys, and we see some of the comedians there who are off-color and obnoxious, but we enjoy it.
Okay. So. I want to tease a question, and then I want to ask you another question.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you what your favorite celebrity experience is in a minute. Okay?
Yep.
But first, I want to ask you, you're 34 years old, and you want to get married, does she need to be a virgin?
No.
It doesn't matter?
I'm not sure if Rob got to this point, but I realized when I was in my later 20s, I'm like, holy crap, my what I ideally wanted and what I think that I have the potential of getting is completely different now. Just
no, Rob's not at that point yet.
No. Like, Rob, what are the chances that you will marry a person that already has a kid? Like, give me an honest
already
person.
Has a kid?
Yeah, that already has a kid. Like, what is the percentage chance?
Maybe 1 in 3?
So there's a 30%. There's a 30% chance.
Sure.
Are you saying, right?
30% chance.
Okay.
But I haven't dated a lady, somebody with a kid.
Okay, but I've gone on several dates with girls that have kids because I used to think when I was in my mid-20s, you know, it's like, oh, no, there's no way I'm going to marry a fellow virgin, right?
Right.
And then the later you get and you start realizing what's out there and stuff, and now there's some seriously hot women that have gotten divorced that have had kids. You married one of them.
Yes,
son
I
of a
did.
Gun, did you do well, right?
Thank you.
And your husband
she had that child by osmosis.
At the right time? I mean, like, holy crap,
thank
the
you.
Window, no, you're like ridiculously gorgeous, and anyone that's ever seen a photo,
I don't know,
you
guys.
Know, like, I was intimidated. I was like, okay, if you're in here, am I going to be able to not hit on a married woman?
Blush.
Sitting next to, no,
I'm
but
really
I mean,
embarrassed.
No, but there was this short window of time where, like, guys, and if you watch, Arrested Development, you'll get this reference, but a guy sees you that you're single, you gotta lock that down, right? Oh, of course you got married, you gotta lock that down. Right? No, but there's just some people that it's like where there are some gorgeous single moms where it's like, I would have no problem doing that, right? Now, if you were to have asked 24-year-old Skippy what my ideal everything would have been, sure, it would have been a virgin in the temple by the time I was like, I thought when I was on my mission, it was going to be, I'd be married by the time I was 24, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said that to people on my mission. I'm like, oh, if I'm not married by the time I'm 24, I mean, that's ridiculous, right?
Right.
Then I hit 24, I'm like, okay, if I'm not married by the time I'm 27, I mean, really, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, 30 is it. If I'm not 30, there's going to be a bullet in my mouth, and I'm going to, like, go the way of the Lord, right? And then it's like 30, it's like, okay, 2012 is coming up. There's a rapture about to happen, and if I'm single by the time I'm, you know, in 2012, what is wrong with me? And now the end of the world is December 21st, and I'm looking at this going, 40? Is that the magic bullet age? You know, I mean, like, I'm obviously not going to kill myself because I'm a single Mormon virgin. That's not it. But you just, like, realistically go, oh, wow, what I wanted and what I am are different. And maybe it's me. You got to look inward. But at the same time, I know that right now in my current stage, I'm probably not the best for someone, but it doesn't keep me from looking.
Do you go to Mid-Singles Award? Where do you go?
I do.
Where
and
is it?
And officially, I'm not in it because I'm not in the boundaries. So when the
Which one,
question,
though?
When the question that you have come later mm-hmm. comes, what's your calling in your ward? It's like, oh, that would be a wonderful question if I knew which ward I was
so
in.
So which
right
one
now.
Are you going to?
I go to this one that's in Orem, just off Geneva Road.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's...
And so how do you meet your pool of women?
I do everything from Facebook stalk.
Okay.
That's the only time I will admit to being a stalker. Sometimes I go into friends of friends.
I constantly see you taking pictures of girls
yep.
at your place of work. And are they okay with that?
Yeah, no, I ask permission before
I'm going to post this on Facebook. Yep. I'm taking a picture of you.
There are some hot girls that come into where I work.
Yeah. Hot girls love pizza.
It's
true.
But I also
right? It's well-known
documented. I also work at a $5 pizza in Wolverine Crossing where there's nothing but 18, 19, 21-year-old girls that like walk by my pizza place to go to the swimming pool, and they are ridiculously attractive.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, let's get a photo. And they're like, oh, okay, because girls in their early 20s have no problem letting someone take
that
a photo
is
of them
true.
And throwing it on Facebook.
Yeah, sure. Whether it be
they'd feel
appropriate
more comfortable
or
if they were
exactly.
in front of a mirror taking it. But, you know,
sure.
hey, it's a guy in a
and
pizza
the down
place.
Angle.
Yeah.
Hey. Mm.
Yeah.
Kissy face. Yeah. All right, so celebrity.
All right, so now tell us your favorite celebrity experience, and we're kicking you out of here.
Okay. I want the questions.
I know. We'll give them to you.
Awesome. I've been very fortunate where I've gotten to become friends with some celebrities in real life. So I've had a funny encounter with my favorite band in the world is the Bare Naked Ladies, right?
Okay.
And so the very first show I went to of theirs, they have this thing where if you wait after their concert, they'll come to the fence and take photos with fans. And so I'm there, and Ed, the lead singer of the Bare Naked Ladies, comes over, and
is that the one with the glasses? Or is it the other guy?
No, he's the one that left the band. That was Steven.
Okay, so anyway.
That matters.
The brown haired guy that
Good
goes
question.
Into the fast grab on 1 week. Anyway, so Ed comes over and I say to him, I said, tell us a joke. And so he tells a joke. And I said, you know, one thing I love about the Canadians is that they have the same accent where I serve my mission. And goes, oh, you're Mormon, you know, because like we're in Salt Lake, and he's like, oh, so you're Mormon. And
sure.
I'm like, yeah. And I go, do you know anything about the Mormon church? And Ed looks at me and says, you know, one thing I really like about Mormons is that even dead people can join.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so kind of it. Can I tell you more? And he's like, yeah. And I'd just been off my mission about like a year or two. And so mm-hmm. I like crammed a first discussion into like 5 minutes. And then I challenged him to see, to read the Book of Mormon. And then like the next time I see him, I'm like, hey, Ed, do you remember me? And he's like, yeah, it's Skippy. Or I'm like, no, it's Skippy. I'm like, how did you remember me? And I said, was it because I told you about the church or anything? And he goes, as I was leaving, you said, Ed, I love you, but not in a gay way. And he goes, and I've quoted you a million times since then. And so like, he remembers me. But then I've had these fun since then experiences. Mitch English likes me to tell people that the best celebrity I know is him, right? But he's also like a genuinely good friend. But then I have friends like TJ Miller, who has been in a million movies lately. Like he was in Rock of Ages as the Rolling Stone guy that answers the phone, right?
Okay, yeah.
And he was in Yogi Bear 3D. And he was in a movie that I saw just last night, Having a Friend for the End of the World.
Yeah,
anyways, if you look up the guy, but he and I text, and he has this really funny thing that he says to me. He's like, the only time you can call me, because he's at the point in his career where lots of people recognize him, where his friends sometimes are like, hey, you got to talk to this girl. And he's like, the only way you can do that is if me talking to her gets you laid. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'm not
perfect,
going to
though.
Do that.
No. I'm telling you, wedding after the temple, you call up, hold on, babe, we're talking to TJ
Miller. We're talking
Miller.
To TJ on the phone. But yeah, if I text him, he will text me back. And so I've had
me
some
that
fun
guy
experience.
From Yogi Bear.
Do you guys know who the girl group Garfunkel and Oates are?
Yes.
So Garfunkel and Oates, Kate Micucci and Ricky Lindholm, they mm-hmm. came and they did their show on the, it was conference weekend. And I was like, hey, and I tweeted them before and I'd met them and I saw them when I was out in Chicago. And by the way, if you want to talk about that for 2 seconds, that would be kind of cool. But when I saw them in Chicago, they remembered me. And so they come out and it's conference weekend and I go to their show and they're like, hey, we're going to go to this conference thing. And so I say to them afterwards, I'm like, do you guys know that you have to have tickets to the conference and everything? And they are like, oh, no, we didn't know that. And I said, and my last name, Jessup, I actually happen to know where polygamists live. Do you want me to take you around? So they're like, sure. So on Saturday morning of General Conference of this year, I got to take around Garfunkel and Oates and show them, and I've got a picture with me and them in front of the Christus, right?
Cool. I saw
and
it.
So it was,
I did.
It was just this crazy experience where, like, I'm getting to be around these celebrities that I love, and I'm getting to share Mormonism, but not in a way that's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of a fun thing of what I got to do. And then to talk about Chicago, some people are like, you've always lived in your mom's basement. No, I've done summers and things, but Jeremy Piven, if you don't know who he is, look him up on IMDb. You'll
he
know
loves
who he
sushi.
Is. He gave me a scholarship to his mom's acting.
Inside terrible joke.
He gave me a scholarship to his mom's acting school out in Chicago. So for 3 months, I lived in Chicago, and it was while I was there that the show Virgin Diaries comes on, and I get to my buddy Mitch is like, you should apply for this show. I applied for it there, and then 4 months later, they came out and filmed me, and the next thing I know, July 18th is when this airs.
So did you send a video, like an audition video?
Yeah, they had me do that. Cool. They got back to me right away. They're like, oh, we love your story, because I told them, I gave them a paragraph about
is your video on, like, so on YouTube?
No, that video they wanted kept private. Oh,
okay.
About the thing, because they wanted then whatever became on the show to be what people see. So.
Yes.
And it's really fun, this experience. There's a chance I could go on, like, Ellen or some, like, really big shows about this. And
like the Cultural Hall.
And I've...
Right.
You guys are my first stop. Yeah. But it's exciting, though, to think that what this show could lead to, you know, mm-hmm. and the fact that I might get to actually sit in front of Ellen or Jimmy Kimmel as a 34-year-old Mormon virgin living in his parents'
spread
basement.
Spread the word.
And asking and answering questions about that, if I'm being honest. It's really exciting for me. And I hope that I get to share people a little bit of testimony, but mixed in with some humorous anecdotes about how I'm Skippy and why I am the way I am, right?
So here we go.
Let's do it.
If you could, or what's your calling right now? You said you don't have one.
I don't have a calling.
Not even a home teacher.
Not even a home teacher. Because I'm not officially in the ward. And
but
you
do you
have
greet people?
Or
are you friendly?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. No, I hit on people. That's how I'm friendly.
The ward
just ask
hitter
on my word.
Honor.
Ask Robin.
If you could pick a calling, what calling would you pick?
I love that I get to be the first person to say this. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Prophet.
Yeah.
Wow.
You really would
okay.
want to be the
Seriously?
Prophet?
Okay, here's the thing. I know I can't. A church leader has told me if I can because of a disciplinary court. But...
Yeah.
But you gave
Wait
me,
a second. Back that
you
up.
You gave me. And you've said to okay. people, you can if you want to make up your own calling,
yeah, you can
right?
Make up your own
true,
calling.
Yeah.
It's my choice, right?
Uh-huh.
Prophet, are you kidding me? I want to sit with the 14 most spiritual people on the planet, or the people that Heavenly Father has chosen, okay? Because I know it's not the most spiritual, because someone's dad might be more spiritual than the prophet. I get it, okay? So don't send in a text
yeah,
saying that's not how the way,
actually,
that's not how the, way
my
the church
dad
works.
Is pretty,
I know
yeah.
how the church works, okay? I know how it works. But who wouldn't love to be in those meetings with those guys and to be able to have those experiences? Are you mm-hmm. kidding me? To if you say that you wouldn't love to have some of the experiences some of the prophets have had. Now, sure. don't get me wrong. Satan is pulling on them harder than anyone else. But if I get my dream calling, right, I'm probably not going to host the Tonight Show either. I would love to. But if I'm picking my dream calling, I want to be the prophet.
Cool.
Why not, right?
Yeah, I'll
and
take
I think,
it.
And
yeah.
am I the first person in
you
the
are.
You are. You are, in fact.
And I love that. I love that. I'm a lifer, and I checked it. I'm like, and when I was listening to this last week, I'm like, please don't say prophet. Please don't say prophet, because that's, I want to be the one to say it.
Cool. Let's see. Oh, your favorite part of your faith.
My favorite part of my faith, and I'm probably going to get choked up. In fact, I already am. I have such a strong testimony that just, well, I knew this would come, and it was one of the reasons why I wanted to come on the show. And I'm genuinely choked up as I'm saying this. I have such a strong testimony of the Book of Mormon. And I had a bishop, Max Bailing, who 4 years ago said sacrament meeting and the first of the year happened to be on the same day, or they were a day apart. And he promised us that if we read the Book of Mormon, even a single verse a day, that our lives would be better. And I've literally missed only one day in reading the Book of Mormon in 4 years. And even when I told you that I had this experience about the same feeling that I got that I should go on a mission was the same feeling that I got whether I should go back to college. When I got my mission call, I read it, and I excused myself from my friends and family where we were going to go eat, and I went down into my bedroom to pray. And one of the problems with the Mormon church is that when people stand up and they bear their testimony, they tell you the most incredible experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you just this, it changed my life, and woo! And so I got down on my knees, and I said, Heavenly Father, I've been a member my whole life, but that doesn't matter. If Joseph Smith wasn't really a prophet, if he didn't see you and your son, I don't want to go tell people that he did if he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to go upstairs right now and tear up my calling. I probably wouldn't have torn up the paper.
Sure.
But I was willing to go up and forgo my mission completely if the Book of Mormon wasn't true. If Joseph Smith had lied, I didn't want to tell people for 2 years, let alone the rest of my life, that it was. And I sat there waiting for my angel to come into a room.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted that big thing so bad. And within 30 seconds, I got this feeling, it's true, you can go. And I was so disappointed. I was kind of pissed. I was like, that's it, Heavenly Father? Are you kidding me? And it was as simple as that. It was, it's true, you can go. I was like, what the crap? Okay, I'm going. So I went. And it doesn't mean that I wasn't the best missionary. I was average at best. I was probably below average. You know, I was never an AP or a trainer or this or that. But I went, and I still have a testimony. And so I prayed about whether or not I should go back to college. And Heavenly Father said to me, you should go. You can go. And it was that same feeling. And that's not the way that my prayers have been answered every time. But for two big experiences in my life, that was it. And so for me, and the reason why I wanted so bad to be able to tell you that, like, because, you know, quite frankly, I can't get up in my ward and bear my testimony like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't committed any sin that's so great that I would never, ever be allowed back into the church or the temple or anything like mm-hmm. that, you know? I've screwed up a little bit, and I need to finish things off with my bishop before I get to that point. But, man, there's people like me out there where we have testimonies that are so strong that we want a place to be able to bear them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, this is my Sunday, first of the month, bearing my testimony to you guys that I know that Joseph Smith is a prophet. And I know because I got a feeling that was unique to me that I didn't want to get the answer, and I didn't want it to be the way it was or whatever. I didn't think it was coming. I don't know. However you want to say it in an articulate way, I know it's true. And I love the Book of Mormon so much. And so for all the other things, like, I think that I would be a Christian if I wasn't Mormon. I feel very confident that I would be a Christian. But I feel that I'm a better Christian because I am Mormon. And I feel that because the Book of Mormon is true and because I read it every day like I do. And I don't get me wrong, I read from time to time in the other scriptures too. But the Book of Mormon is my testimony. And that's that. So as I ask the really excited president to hand me a tissue as I dry my sodium yeah. but that's it.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Before we let you go, climb up on the Ram Yumptum, tell people where they can find, see, and get in touch with you.
Okay. Love the Ram Yumptum reference. I love all your guys. I'm going to gush on you guys for a second. I think that this is the best podcast that the church has out there. I think that the potential for
the
this
church,
podcast,
yeah, the
it's not affiliated.
The church is not
church
necessarily
related.
Affiliated with this podcast, but yes.
I think that this podcast builds people's testimonies. My favorite part of every podcast is the part that we just went through, and I was excited to be able to do that. And I'm really glad that you guys gave me a chance to do that. I love everything about this podcast. I think that this podcast brings in people that are sinners and people that are really active. And I think that if you've ever quit listening to the podcast for something that you heard here, that you need to have your head examined. Because the podcast, I think, shines a mirror back on what the church is like. There's lots of people that have really interesting, weird stories, and their stories need to be told. And then it's fun to listen to the Kirby Hayborns and the just like giant members of the community. And I want so bad for you guys to get to be able to get Jabari on. And I met Jabari when I was in Chicago, and that was one of my great fun little I met a celebrity stories too. And I think that this podcast is for everyone, and I love this podcast and what you guys do so much. I love that we can talk about flawed members of the church. And I love that because none of us are perfect, I think that we all are. But the way you guys do it is completely respectful, and it's fun. And you guys as people, I respect you so much. And I love what you and Lauren did with this. And Lauren and I have become friends in real life. And for those of you who don't remember, Lauren was the one that co-started the podcast with you. And I don't know. I just think this is amazing. I hope that I get to be around for episode 200.
All right, Rami Umptum, get there because we got to close this out.
Okay.
Sorry, I appreciate you gushing.
Okay. No, I do. I love this more than anything. Okay. IamSkippy.com is where you can see some photos of me with celebrities. YouTube channel, search I Am Skippy is my YouTube channel. TLC on Wednesday, July 18th. And if you want to go to TLC and search Virgin Diaries, you will see some me saying some really weird things, my own philosophy about dating. But there's some clips on it that you can watch to get to give you a taste for what will be on that show. And if you ever want to come in and get a pizza at the $5 pizza in Wolverine Crossing in Orem, Utah, you can do that until hopefully fame takes me out of there. But until then, that's where I'm at.
Okay, so we hope that this podcast has nourished and strengthened your body.
When the time comes, you will travel home safely.
And please bless all the sugar out of this crap we're about to eat.
And that if you weren't able to listen this week, that you'll be well enough to listen next week. Thank you for letting me say that.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. We'll be saving a seat for you.
On the back row
of the Cultural Hall.
Woo!
Save me a seat. It's sure to be neat. On the back row, we really gotta go on the Cultural Hall show.